everybody. Welcome to the Faith Focus Discipleship Podcast. My name is Kevin Rognes, and I am the Discipleship Director here at Faith Covenant Church. I just want to say thank you so much for watching or for listening, whether you're on YouTube or any of the podcasting platforms. You can do it on any one of them, so you can kind of mix and match whatever you feel is best. Make sure you subscribe to make sure you don't miss any content, and also leave us a review. Let us know how things are going. As always, if you have any questions or things that you'd like us to tackle on the podcast, my email address is listed in the episode notes, so you can always contact me and say, hey, I'd like you to cover this question or tell this story or something like that. So today, we are joined by our lead pastor, Pastor Brad. You haven't been on in a while.
I know, I haven't. I feel like, wow, it's been a bit.
Yeah, we've had Pastor Sharmar recently.
Yeah, but, yeah, that's all right.
So yeah, we figured it was time to get Pastor Brad back on the podcast. So lately, we've been doing a series, a sermon series called Each One, Reach One, which is all about one-on-one discipleship. We've talked a lot in the podcast about like small groups and the value of that, and those are a great way to grow in faith in community with one another. But one-on-one discipleship is kind of its own different, unique thing in many ways. So what's the value of more one-on-one discipleship, and why are we talking about this right now?
Yeah, so maybe I'll start with defining what's discipleship. Mm-hmm. So discipleship is literally learning to become what it is, learning to become a disciple of Jesus. A disciple is an apprentice, a learner, a worshiper of God, someone who is seeking to conform their life to the life of Christ. And we do that through the Holy Spirit. We're called to make disciples in the church, make disciples of Jesus from generation to generation. And so this idea of one-on-one discipleship really hit me early on here at Faith Covenant Church. I was given a challenge really by two people, Kim Gustafson and a guy named Rick Drank, who, as we talked about disciple-making here at Faith Covenant Church, Kim gave the challenge to me. He's like, Brad, can we teach our people to simply grow in relationship with God, with another person, simply with God's word? And I thought, yeah, that's pretty brilliant.
Keeping it simple.
Yeah, yeah. And then Rick really took me under his wing and walked with me for off and on for about 6 years, just meeting together and going through a journey of something he had developed called Essentials. And what Essentials is a great tool. In fact, every week I'm influenced by that and influence the congregation by it. But really, the magic of Rick's and my time together was Rick and me and the Holy Spirit in God's Word together. Mm. And if we're called to make disciples of Jesus who make disciples of Jesus, often our small groups become too insular. And we get a group of people that we love, and we help each other conform our lives to Christ, but we don't then make the next step to help people who aren't in our small group grow in their life in Christ and equip them to then equip more people to walk with Christ, who equip more people. And so it's not saying don't meet in small groups, but it is saying, hey, everyone, let's make sure we're equipped to walk with at least one other person every year with God, with another person, with God's word. So that's why we're doing it. It's here's my dream. If someday I retire in 37 years and people who've been a part of Faith Covenant Church are going out in their lives making disciples who make disciples who make disciples who make disciples. That is the dream here. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And that's how the early church started. Disciples of Jesus created more disciples who created more disciples. And it was this chain reaction that's still going 2,000 plus years later.
Well, it's really one life at a time for 2,000 plus years.
Yeah. Yeah. So the other reality with these kind of one-on-one discipleship conversations and relationships is that this is not, in today's current climate and just the way our society is structured, it's not the most organic thing to be in kind of a one-on-one intentional growth kind of relationship. I talked about this a little bit in my sermon a couple weeks ago, and the reality is historically that was a much more common thing where you learned your trade, your profession, from someone who is an expert in that. That's not the way that most of our careers are structured anymore, which isn't a bad thing per se. It just means that we have to be more intentional about learning how we interact with someone on a one-on-one basis in these kinds of discipleship conversations. So one of the things that we've developed as part of this Each One, Reach One initiative is just like a one-page Word document that helps walk through just some of the early conversations that you want to have in a discipleship one-on-one situation, just to kind of set some boundaries and ground rules. So Pastor Brad and I are just going to discuss that briefly.
Can I just add one piece to this? And so the reason we're talking about this, and even the reason why these principles you're going to talk about are so important, is let's make it really simple. It's all about relationship. So right now, Kevin and I and God and you are thinking and talking about what it is to be relationally connected in love to God and to each other, the two greatest commandments. That's, you know, you think, why, you know, this seems complicated. No, no, no. Keep it simple. It's really all about getting together with God, with another, with his word in love. So I just wanted to lay that groundwork because it's not about the form's not the important piece.
Right.
It's the relational piece that is most important.
So in some of these early conversations that you might want to have in an intentional discipling context is the first one to maybe, or one of the first ones to set, these don't have to be in any specific order, but one conversation to have would be about frequency. Are you going to meet on a weekly basis, every other week, monthly? So why don't we just talk a little bit about like what are the pros and cons of meeting weekly versus every other week or every month? What would you say some of those things are?
So, yeah, you know, I think that really is up to you and the friend you're with. And so I've done it bi-weekly and I've done it once a month. Both of them are edifying. And so I think it really is up to you and whoever you're walking with. And I think it's good to remember, if you, let's say, if I'm walking with another person, typically they're like, well, he's the pastor, so he's leading this thing. But in the journey, I'm growing just as much as the other person is growing. Someone once said to me recently, well, I need to be fed too. And I thought, you don't understand that when you walk with another person with his word, you're always being fed. They're going to feed you. You will feed them. God's word is going to work through the Holy Spirit. So there's always this wonderful feeding going on. So all that said, every time you get together with God and his word, we talked about this last week, it's a supernatural event. You're having an experience with God. If you can only do it once a month, okay, fine. If you can do it twice a month, even better. If your schedule is going to work and you can do it every week, great. Don't beat yourself up, though, if you can only do it once a month, I would say.
I think the most important part in that is just the consistency of, like, we are going to commit to these times and hold each other to that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So then another thing to cover in these contexts is how long are we going to meet for? So are we going to say we're going to meet for 10 weeks or 10 sessions, 12 weeks, 12 sessions, 15, or is it going to be a more open-ended? So talk to me about some of the benefits of some of those different approaches.
Yeah, so I would start by saying let the Holy Spirit lead. That decision. And so when the Holy Spirit gives both of you the inclination that, hey, you know, it's now time for us to stop meeting together and for us to now disciple other people. So I have walked with people for years and probably not too long, but probably after a shorter period of time, we could have said, well, Now it's time to disciple another person. Mm-hmm. And so I would say at least 8 to 10 weeks, mm-hmm. depending upon the person and what's going on in their life and how much they know God's word, etc. I do think, you know, I have a wonderful priority in ministry that I think people need to hear what the grand story of God is so they know how to find themselves in that story. And so that's a high priority that people would go on a long journey. We created this bookmark here. Kevin's going to hold it up for you, which has two sections, two 10-week sessions, creation to Christ and Christ to eternity. And that's a very quick flyover of the whole of the scriptures, just so you kind of know the whole story. I'll keep going. If I was going to meet what you journey through in the scriptures, really is dependent upon where this person is at in their faith journey. Mm-hmm. So if, let's say this person is, I have a friend right now who is not a follower of Christ. Everything in the scriptures is new to him. And he's not a churchgoer ever in his life. And so I've encouraged him, well, let's just read the Gospels. We'll start there. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I started. If it's a brand new person, you might want to just pick one gospel and say, let's just journey through the Gospel of Mark, which is the shortest gospel. Or depending upon them, who they are, they might really love the Gospel of John or the Gospel of Luke. You know, you almost can't go wrong with which gospel you choose.
Right.
get comfortable talking about the story of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Do you have another question?
Well, yeah. So I was just going to say, if you're at the beginning of a discipling relationship, just be clear about how long you're going to meet, and if you do decide on an open-ended kind of time frame of, yeah, we're not sure how long the Holy Spirit is going to have with each other, maybe just set a time to check in with each other and just kind of have a point where we say, okay, after a month or 3 months or 10 sessions, whatever it is, let's just check in and say, hey, is this fruitful for us? Do you feel ready and equipped to walk with someone on your own? And just kind of have an honest conversation. That way it's, 'cause it could come off as maybe a little bit hurtful if one person kind of says, hey, are we ready to be done?
Yeah.
They may not mean, like, I want to be done with you. So if you just set in advance of, we're going to have this conversation again in 3 months or something like that, then it's not surprising to anyone. And right. then you can, from there, you can say, okay, is there more that we can learn together with the Holy Spirit? Or is it time for each of us to find another person to walk with?
Can I add to that?
Yeah.
And thank you. That's very wise, setting expectations. Another thing that might be helpful if you're saying, hey, would you be interested in this, is saying, hey, let's try this 3 times.
Yeah.
At least 3 times and see what you think, mm-hmm. rather than saying try it once and then give up.
Yeah.
You know, because if you're walking with a new believer or someone who's new to the faith or not, you know, just a curious person, it's going to be drinking from a fire hose. And so you want to make sure you give enough time to say, all right, because you kind of get your sea legs, mm-hmm. As you're walking through the scriptures.
Yeah. And it may be too that you just find that the chemistry of you and this other person,
sure.
you two just don't quite connect, and that's okay. Not yep. everybody's going to have enough commonality to have common ground, and if that means you just part ways, that's not a bad thing necessarily.
Right.
So that just may mean the Holy Spirit is leading you to different people to disciple, and that's
sure.
okay. So set expectations about how frequently you're meeting, how long you're meeting for, and then just set other expectations about preparation. So in between sessions, are you going to have readings that you're going to ask each other to do? Is there going to be any sort of like questions that you want to think through so that you kind of have some discussion kind of primed and ready to go? Set some of those things. What has been your experience in terms of setting kind of whether or not to have any preparation or like homework. I hate using that word for this, but kind of homework to do in between sessions.
So I would say it depends upon the person. Ideally, what I would love for people to do is before they say, if we're going to meet together and here's the text we're going to be looking at, why don't you read it beforehand? Okay, minimum. And then after you meet together, here's my recommendation, and this might be counterintuitive for many. For the next week, return to the text you just spent time on 3 to 4 times. And just ruminate on it. Let it resonate with you rather than trying to move forward all the time. The person who discipled me used to say, you know, don't move forward until it changes you. I really like that. I used to kind of focus on you know, coverage. How much can I do? Like there's some
tell
race.
As much of the story as you can.
And there's really not. And so, and I would say even this, when you get together, it's you want to make sure you get to the word at some point. But sometimes there might just be something going on in your friend's life. Where you just say, you know, I want to hear how things are going in that particular situation or something before we get to the word. And sometimes the hour plus might be up. And you're like, we didn't get to it, but we'll come back to it next time. And anyway, so, but back to homework. I wouldn't require much homework. I would keep it really simple. Just stay with the text, ruminate on it, and pray on it. But keep it really simple. Don't require a bunch of homework.
And then I would also, the last thing I think to establish in those initial conversations would be just set expectations about other things, about like punctuality. Like if you're going to be, you know, make sure we say, if you're going to be more than like 10 minutes late, make sure you send a text or give me a call just so that I know. Establish like what are the best ways to communicate. Some people prefer Facebook Messenger, a text message, or a phone call. Just make sure you are working with something that works for both of you. And then also just, you know, reiterate standards around like confidentiality. Like what we discuss here is not going to leave this conversation unless it's a safety issue of some sort. Are there any other kinds of expectations along those lines that you would want to make sure that you cover in one of these early initial conversations?
No, only maybe just add, you know, what questions do you have? But yeah, I think you covered it well.
And so then, and we've already touched on this a little bit, but it's also important to kind of think through just some suggestions about what kind of material to cover. Because when you're talking about discipling someone in the Christian faith, there's a lot to talk about. The Bible is not a short document. It can be overwhelming to start. So I want to talk about just some suggested ways of going through Scripture with someone who's new to faith, someone who's developing in faith, or someone who's mature and growing in their faith. So for someone that's new to the faith, we already talked about one idea. So Pastor Brad's idea was just going through one of the Gospels, and you could, as you do so, you could use this one-on-one or this walking with format of 4 simple questions. And those questions are just, what does the story tell me about God? What does the story tell me about people? If this is really God's word, what changes am I invited to make? And with whom will I share this? 4 simple questions, and you can just walk through a gospel. Like you said, the Mark is the shortest one. You can just walk through that with these questions, keep it relatively simple. What's and you kind of covered this, but what's some of the benefit of starting off with a gospel?
Yeah, because, well, okay, so Christianity is about Christ. And so if you think of our life and faith as a circus tent has...
Never
has,
heard that one before.
Yeah, has a main pole that keeps it up. Jesus is the main pole. Okay. You take Jesus out of the circus tent, the whole thing collapses. So it's all about Jesus.
I like this.
And, you know, the 4 Gospels are about what is the good news about Jesus. And so starting with Jesus makes sense. I wouldn't start with someone new to the faith, I wouldn't start in Genesis because You need the lens of Jesus to understand Genesis, we would say, in Christianity. May I keep going to some other possibilities? Now, if this is someone who, let's say it's someone here at Faith Covenant Church that you've just come to know, and you want to disciple each other, and I think it's good to remember, it's kind of a discipling each other. Yeah. How do we together conform our lives to Christ, led by His Word and Spirit? I'm thinking of a number of people who know like the Gospels pretty well. Well, okay, another step might then be the Book of Acts. Mm. So you get the journey of the next phase after Jesus came and rose from the dead, ascended to
early
heaven.
Church.
You get the birth of the church in the Book of Acts. Another, if you want to stay focused on something very shorter but rich and dense, you know, there's what the Paul's epistles, the shorter ones, Galatians, Ephesians, Colossians. Just you could spend a year walking with another person in a really rich discussion going through any one of those books, and you'd grow so much. The Book of James is very practical. Mm-hmm. Even, you know, you could take with someone who's been in the journey of faith for a while, you could say, hey, let's do the first 10 Psalms, 1 through 10, you know. I know Kevin is doing a class on the Psalms on Sunday mornings. The Psalms are far more rich than we have ever probably given them credit, and they change our lives, and it's God's Word. So there are a lot of different places you can go. This I do want to say, you know, these four questions are taken from something called Discovery Bible Study, which is, it's not a patented thing, not patented, a copyrighted curriculum, because it's like four questions. But it is kind of going all over the world, and you can, if you just Google Discovery Bible Study, you can find different journeys that they'll kind of send you on. You know, here's one for our next phase. My deal, though, is I don't want you to get hung up after you've gone through a gospel, after you've gone looked at the big story. I don't want you to get hung up of, well, is this, you know, I'm going to make a huge mistake if I do Ephesians rather than Colossians. No, it's really not that.
It's God's Word. It's all good.
Yeah. Now, you probably don't want to start with the Book of Numbers or Leviticus or something like that.
No.
Because those need greater context. You can, with someone who's a seasoned person in the faith, you could do walking with in a unique way in one of those more, in some of those tougher books, the Book of Job or something like that. You could definitely do it. You just have to have context.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. Any other thoughts on that?
Well, I was just going to say, so we kind of started with, if someone's newer to the faith, you know, maybe start with the gospel. And then we kind of talked about someone with a developing faith who's maybe been in the church for a little while but is still growing. That's maybe someone that you could do kind of an arc of scripture and just kind of use what we have here in the Walking with Bookmark. We have a 10-passage arc on creation to Christ, and then another 10-passage arc from Christ to eternity, just to give a really high-level summary of the entire narrative. And then for someone who's maybe been in the faith for longer, then, like we were just saying, that's maybe a great opportunity to go into some of those parts of the Bible that people don't spend as much time with, like Job or like Numbers and Leviticus, just depending on how much context the two people have with those passages. So those are just some suggestions of how you could walk through scripture with people at various stages of their faith development. There's a lot of ways to do this right, and so that's kind of the struggle of these kinds of conversations, because there's so many great ways to do this that really should point us towards dependence on the Holy Spirit to guide us into these things, and the role of prayer to, you know, say, hey, I don't have the answer. God, please provide the answer of the best way to do it. But kind of like I said too, it's scripture, so it's all good. So
And with that, I'll add again, the person who discipled me when I first came here to Faith Covenant Church, one of the things he talked about over and over again was simply processing together spiritual truth. Most people don't in their life aren't spending intentional time processing spiritual truth together. And so these four questions and God's word together just lead us on that journey of processing together. Okay. Now, maybe you're going to talk about this, ask this question to me, but I'll bring it up now. You know, there might come times, there will come times when you come to a part and you're like, do you get what this means? And you're like, I don't know what this means. And that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
We serve a big God. and our brains don't always, we're on a need-to-know basis.
Yeah.
It's okay to say, I'm stuck here, I don't know. You can, you take out your phone and Google, and what is, you might get some estimation. But I guess I say all that to say, it is God has seen fit to give us this word, not another word. Mm. And he knew that we would wrestle with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's okay to wrestle. It's okay to not understand it all. I mean, you think of all the relationships you have. Do you always understand the other person? Of course not. And that's okay.
Yeah.
What's important in relational love is being together. And this is being together with a friend or a new friend and being with God in his word.
And I think people appreciate too if, you're in a conversation and they say, hey, what about this thing? And if you don't know it, if you just honestly say, I don't know the answer to that, I think people appreciate that because mm-hmm. sometimes there's a perception that Christians are kind of know-it-alls.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people appreciate the honesty and transparency of just saying, you know what, I need to dig into a little bit about that. I need to talk to someone who I think might know about that. But just make sure that you do then follow up with the person.
Sure.
And come back to the conversation the next time or whenever you're available to do that. Because if we waited to disciple until we felt comfortable enough with Scripture to know
right.
all the things that we think we need to know, we'll end up waiting forever.
Yeah,
and that is Satan's game.
Right, and it's. I'm glad you said that because that's typically even in church ministry why we wait in leadership because mm-hmm. we think, well, the people aren't going to be ready. We have to wait till they're ready, and then what happens is we never actually initiate these. The intentional time with another person with his word. And so this is such a simple process, and we know God will be present in his word through the Holy Spirit. We know that God will work as we come to his word. And and so it's okay to simply have the experience with God and with the other person with the word. That's really the meat mm-hmm. there is that relational piece mm-hmm. that we get with God and with the other person.
The other reality is that none of us is off the hook on this. Like,
right.
The Scriptures call us all to be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say, hey, we're going to empower a few experts, a few people who have spent time in ministry or in getting a seminary education of some sort, and then they go do all this. No, it's for all of us.
Right. And if I could add, because I know some people on a Sunday morning or maybe watching right now are thinking, okay, I hear you say it's for all of us, but I just could not do this. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
and so I want everyone to know that it's okay if, let's say, you have a friend that you'd really like to walk with them, but maybe you're a little more introverted or just the way you're wired, you'd like someone else to be a part of the journey who maybe feels more comfortable leading the journey. That's totally okay. You get mm-hmm. two friends, get three friends. It's essentially a small group that, and our groups here, my men's group, the women's group, other groups here at Faith are using these four questions in their group form to equip everyone in the group to then walk with another person. So it's totally fine. If you don't, it doesn't have to be one-on-one only
mm-hmm.
is what I'm saying.
There's lots of really great ways to disciple people. So mm-hmm. any last thoughts or things that you want to share about the importance of any of this or other expectations to set when you're early on in a discipleship context?
The only thing I'd say is value the significance of intentional time with another. If typically when we look back on our lives and we think, how did I grow spiritually most? Often what comes to mind is a significant person who really built into us. And, you know, that for some that goes all the way back to, you know, their childhood, a significant teacher who at the church who really built into them, or, you know, as a significant adult in youth ministry, or if you came to faith later as an adult, a significant person who helped walk with you. Mm-hmm. And again, it's all relational. Love God, love others. He's given us his word to help guide us in the process. He's given us his Holy Spirit to illuminate us unto all truth. And so, as the person who discipled me would say, we have no shortage of resources, only excuses. So be intentional and spend time with God, with another person, with his word.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all the conversation that we wanted to have today. If you're thinking about discipling someone in a one-on-one type context and you're not sure exactly where to get started or who you want to talk to, let us know. We'd love to connect you with any additional training for any additional questions that you have. And we're also working to connect people who mm-hmm. want to be discipled or who want to do some discipling. Just let us know. We'd love to help facilitate that mm-hmm. as much as possible. So, and if you need any of the resources that we mentioned, please let me know. I'm going to include a link to what Brad mentioned about the Discover app. It's a simple app that you can download for free, and that has a variety of scripture tracks that are really easy to use and have four very similar questions to what the Walking With ministry has. So really great resource that's, again, very easy to use. It's just a simple app on your phone. So thank you, Pastor Brad, for joining us.
Thank
Welcome
you,
back
Kevin.
To the podcast. Mm-hmm. And thank you all for watching and listening. I hope you all have a wonderful and blessed day.